Begin the current daf Masechet Yoma daf Yud Aleph. We begin on Amud Aleph. Begin the Tosfos in the last daf. Because this wins the word of the Gemara, but time will learn the Braisa. So the Rav has Bakur, a barn where you keep the cattle. Patur min the mezuzah is exempt from a mezuzah, which that contradicts that you said that it's chayav in the mezuzah. So he says, Tamil, it's a wonder to me. Well, why is this difficult in Rav Kahana, who says that a regular barn is chayav in the mezuzah? Lema, why can't he just say he as he explained in the first price? So that's talking about where the women bathe over there. And that's what exempt from mezuzah, but a regular barn would actually be chayav mezuzah. Not just tells somebody can say like this: Rebbe's baker in a nashim merchitzes, in a barn, women are not bathing. Meaning the dafka beis habaker delel. This is different between Rebbe's baker and beis habaker. A beis habaker that we mentioned before, it's made for the cattle, but it's not permanent. It's not a stable where the animals are always there. That's what Nashim Rechitz is, but that's what it could be that women bathe over there. But Rebbe's Baka, Mashma Shami, by Baka Bekfiz, but Rebbe's Baka sounds like that's where they permanently are, a barn, with Meluchach Bezevel Baka, it's obviously filthy, the animals are making all over the place. And the Nashim Rechitz is by women that bathe over there, and if you cannot explain this to me with Nashim Rechitz is by, and still the Bible says be part of the Mezuzah. That's why it's difficult in Rebbe Kahana, who says that a barn, a stomach, is Chaim the Mezuzah. Even if the women go ahead and adorn themselves over there. Now, what's bothering Taisus is that even the Rabbi Yehuda explains that even when the women are not miskashas, they're exempt from the mezuzah, even so, it's not edit the braisa. And this the braisa says because the women are adorning, it doesn't mean to say that, oh, because if they wouldn't be miskashas, then it would be chayav mezuzah. No, this would mean to say. All the women do over this. All they do is they get dressed up over there. But they ain't bar darmba dir gemura. They put on their perfume over there, but they don't use it as a bona fide apartment. Oh, that's why it's exempt from the mezuzah. But for sure, if they weren't even miskashas, for sure they put the mezuzah. But other comment this that he says av bishanosh miskashas. Even the women are miskashas over there. What's the af al pi? To the contrary. Because they're only miskashas and they don't dwell over there, but it's going to be exempt. So the parish, no, what it means to say is loy meboya im lohaya fil miskashas. We wouldn't have to tell you that if they didn't even put on their permanent over there. That of course there's no utility at all for sure, but they're going to be exempt. Alav apish miskashas. That's apopi. Even though that they adorn, it's still not qualified as a bona fide dira, and therefore it's going to be potter. Next test master begins with the Gemara. Yochashani marba av beisha b'chuli. So you would think, including the obligations of the sha'arim, is also a beishar. Oh, so we're saying that no, that it's not going to be. So he says mashbit sounds like a beishar part of mezuzah. So from this, it sounds like that the gatehouse is exempt from the mezuzah because it's not designated for a dwelling, and people use it as a shortcut. Now, but it's a wonder. Because the Perikah comes to Rabbah, Tanya, and Menachas, the Brisa teaches, Beis Shar, the gatehouse, Achsadro, Bepeset, of the porch, or the similar type of a portico. Hayav is mezuzah, is obligated mezuzah. Chimash Perikah in the Sukkah, so it sounds like from Sukkah in the first Perikah, the Chesim Beis, the Beis Shar, Chayav mezuzah. Would we find the Gabashtei Sukkah, Shal Yitzchim, Zulaf Nemizu. You have these people, these workers, that they had these huts, one within the other. The part that the Gemara asks, the outer one, although that's not where he lives in the inner one, should also require a mezuzah, that gatehouse, because it's an entryway for the inner one. So one thing you see, the Beishar is chayiv, how could our Gemara bring that sounds like Beishar is potter? The Shlomit says, we could say, yes, the Hakam and the Reis, you come here with them biblically. Biblically, it's not a regular base dira, so it's going to be exempt. But there's rabbinically. Or you know, another approach nearly says, Taisa, it appears to me, the Hakam and the Beishar is chayiv. He would talk about the gatehouse of an achsadra, ubisha shelma pesa, the gatehouse of a porch, where since the achsadra, the pesa themselves are not a bona fide dira, so their beishar is going to be exempt from mezuzah. Vadi tani beishar achsadra, and this story is saying beishar achsadra, pirish, it means shel achsadra. It doesn't mean just a regular gatehouse, it means specifically the gatehouse of an achsadra. It's telling you which one is the beishar, it's going to be potter. The Gemara Menachas in Sukkah that says beishar would be chayv mezuzah, it's talking about a beishar in front of a house. Balfasi Tirtasim, and the Rif, he answers over there that by Sukkah Menachas, that Chayv Mezuzah is talking about B'Psuch and Labais, where it opens up into a house. And here we're saying it's part of Mezuzah, it's where it opens up this gatehouse into a garden. And that's where you're going to be part of. Next, the beginning of the Gemara, but time to learn the Braisa, to try about the Medevas of Chulu, but we learned it doesn't make a difference whether it's a gatehouse, a barn, etc., which That seems to contradict Rabbi Yehuda. He said, everyone agrees a regular bar is going to be potter. Machlekes was regarding if there's a miskashtus over there. But says Taisel, Lahavamatz Lishnuye, the Gemara could not have answered Rabbi Yehuda that the Braisa that says over here that a barn is Michai Mezuzah is talking about bimiskashtus, where the women do put on their perfume over there, but maybe a regular barn would be put in Mezuzah. Says Taisel, no, for two reasons you can't say that. First of all, the Berefas ain't miskashtus. In the barn and the stable, they don't. That's not where they put on their perfume. Give them luchach, it's a little dirty over there. Behemah mentions by bikris, and that's where the animals are always there. Conversely, like we said over there, never can't be that it's where the miskashtes. Rinami, another reason is because keeping the tunnel of Ahadi Hanach, the Phyllis Tamachi Eves, since it was learned with all these other cases over there, that there has nothing to do with miskashtes. They're even just a regular one of those other areas are chayiv. Same kin, Refes Bakadami, then obviously then the other case that was mentioned, the whole list of a barn, Nami Mistama Ira is also talking about regularly, even with the women in that Maskashas. And still we see Chaim Mezuzah. Therefore, that's why it was a difficult Rabbi Yehuda who says that a regular barn, everyone agrees, is going to be Potter.